You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Bart, it is trade deadline day, and the trade machine is sizzling right now.
And you were nervous. And you were nervous. We thought we had no action. Well, I was nervous. I'm just projecting. I told you that's what my therapist told me. I do. I project. But I didn't think it was going to be during our show. I didn't think it would be slightly before our show. I thought it would be before, maybe after. But it's right on time for us because we're breaking news, man. This happened. Stuff happening all over the place. I'm excited. But I'm nervous at the same time. I'm nervous and excited at the same time.
Why would you be nervous? What are you nervous about?
Because I'm nervous. I'm looking at
Detroit. Piston already made like a trade that like it's like okay.
Man, they trade everybody. Man, the hell, I don't even know who's on the team. I'm buying jerseys. I want rebates. You buy jerseys in the Pistons, you know, for the Pistons franchise, you're getting rid of them.
You got Corey Joseph and 2 second round picks for DeLon Wright. No,
yeah, absolutely. I'm doing backflips, man. What I'm nervous of because you know what I'm saying. I'm waiting for the Knicks to turn the corner, and it looks like the Bulls are making moves to catch them. The Bulls are looking up like, you know what? I think I can catch them. I can catch them. I can catch them. You tell them why. Tell me why I shouldn't be nervous.
Oh, okay. So you're nervous on that front. I see.
Yes.
So you're nervous from a Knicks of a New York perspective.
Yes.
I understand that. Well, you look what the Knicks are. They're sixth right now in the East, tied with the Atlanta Hawks. Both have a 22-22 record. The Bulls are 10th right now, and they are 19-24. So they're, I mean, hanging on in the 7-10 play-in, right, as currently constituted. And if you're the Knicks, you're basically 2.5 games ahead of them for now. But the Bulls did do something that was at least reportedly doing something that is very aggressive. And our Adrian Wojnarowski just reported this about an hour ago, that the deal is the Chicago Bulls have made – first of all, the Orlando Magic are in a sell-off right now.
Yeah, man.
And it has started already. So the first deal that really caught everybody's attention is that the Orlando Magic sent all-star, two-time all-star, Nikola Vucevic and Al Farouq Aminu to Chicago for Otto Porter Jr., often injured, back issues, but a good 3-and-D player
paid,
when he's healthy.
Paid that cheese.
Wendell Clark Carter Jr., who also a high draft pick that when healthy, really talented player, but just a lot going on with him.
So send him to Orlando where Grant Hill.
But the Bulls also sent 2 first-round picks, Bart, this year's and in 2023. 2 firsts? The 2 guys that you sent, it's fine.
Yeah.
2 firsts for Nick Vucevic? I get it. Vucevic, an all-star, a double-double guy, a machine.
Yep.
But that just feels like a lot. What are the Bulls doing with this move?
Well, what they're doing is securing that Zach LaVine won't become a Nick because we were hoping that Zach LaVine would become a Nick because he would become a disgruntled star who I felt like was gettable. But now if they're doing all this, this means they're trying to impress him and say, hey, we value you and we're going to go for it. So let's get to the postseason so then we can become an attractive destination for you to want to stay. That's what it's saying.
Well, Zach LaVine can be an unrestricted free agent next summer, not this one coming up, but in 2022. So they're going to have to pay him.
Yes, he's having a great season. But they're cheap
he's
going to
be looking for
there.
An extension in this next year, or he's going to become a free agent, and then obviously, you know, that's when that conversation begins. So either they're preparing for life after Zach LaVine, or they're trying to give him a reason to want to stay. We'll see what happens. But the other trade that the Magic have made is they're selling off, like I said, the Magic, and I feel bad. Steve Clifford's a head coach. I've known him a long time. He's a good guy.
Isn't the former Magic on the Knicks staff? No? Is it a former?
Scott Perry, GM?
Yeah. They clearly hate Scott Perry because not only are they doing that, they're sending a guard that can help the Knicks as well somewhere else. So it seems everything they're doing is a circle of trust. All comes back to hurting the Knicks.
Well,
everything they've done. No Zach LaVine.
Evan Fournier was sent, or is going to be sent, again, Woj reporting this, Evan Fournier, who's a really nice, really, and he's averaging 20 a game this year, a really nice guard, a good scoring guard, and the Celtics need guard help, to Boston, and they're giving up 2 second-round picks. So Orlando comes away with 2 firsts and 2 seconds as they're now trying to just build up all of their draft capital as they're selling off. Now, the one name that we thought would definitely be on the move today coming from Orlando is Aaron Gordon. And so far, and he's the one that wants out. So far, no moves. And the big rumor was that the Celtics were in on Aaron Gordon. So if they're already making a move for Evan Fournier,
yeah,
like, are they done talking, or is that like, all right, let's get this done.
Right.
And then let's keep talking about Aaron Gordon. Who knows? Yeah. But originally that was the thought, that Aaron Gordon would be the guy.
Yeah, Fournier was what, right, two second-round picks. So they haven't spent some of their good equity. So, I mean, they can give them some more equity and maybe a player or something in return, you know, for Gordon. And we talked to you know, we talked about this earlier this morning. And, you know, some people believe that Aaron Gordon would be a fit for them. The fact that he has the ability to guard a guy like Simmons, he can guard a guy like Kevin Durant. He's a guy that can give, you know, Jason Brown a break. He's a guy that can be, you know, defensive, a big body, a guy that can play above the rim, a guy that you don't really have to run set plays for, a guy that can find a way to create productivity. To me, he reminds me of a, I won't say poor man's, because it's always disrespectful, but I'm going to go ahead and use it anyway.
Nobody's poor in the NBA.
Yeah, poor man, Blake Griffin. Right, because
okay,
you know, he's kind of like a poor man alternate universe. He can jump, he can leap, which
great
means
athlete,
he should be
yeah.
able, which means he should be able to rebound, which means he should be, because his athleticism, he should be able to defend. But much like Blake Griffin, he can't defend either. So, you know,
Gordon also, it just feels like he should be better with the amount of athletic ability that he has.
Yes.
He's not a good enough shooter. He shouldn't be your main guy, right?
Right.
And they drafted him to be that. They thought early on he might be that, but that's not going to happen. So. Anyways, we'll keep an eye on that, what's going on there. Also, JaVale McGee on the move again. He's leaving Cleveland, going to Denver. So Denver's front court to give them a little bit of defense. And, you know, McGee has a championship in his background now from the Lakers. And we had a feeling he'd be on the move. Isaiah Hartenstein and 2 future second-round picks go to Cleveland in that deal. And speaking of Cleveland, Andre Drummond is a name that's been circulating. Can they trade him, or is he going to have to be part of the buyout future? As there'll be teams that'll be interested in him.
But I thought Gilbert said he's not buying him out. So either he trade him, and you know we see these teams playing this game of chicken.
They have him sitting out. They're not even
right.
playing him right.
But you're talking about games playing the game of chicken, right? Because they believe Jared Allen is their center of the future. You know, they went in there with 3 bigs. You know, going into the season once they, you know, got Drummond last year, got Jared in the trade. But it's saying, okay, well, you guys are going to give me something for him. If you want him, you're going to give me something for him. We're not going to buy him out. And I wonder who blinks first, the organizations or the Cavs, who eventually will buy him out.
888-SAY-ESPN is the number. 888-729-3776. We want to have calls part of this show today because it is a trade deadline day. And what do you want to see? Moves you want to see your team make before the 3 o'clock deadline? Things that you think your team should do. You know, is your team a buyer or is your team going to be a seller? Now, it's interesting because when we talked with Woj on the KJZ this morning on the morning show, you know, Woj talked about how it's really more of there's a buyer's market, not as much a seller's market because of that 7-10 play-in. And I found that to be very interesting because that kind of sets up a different type of scenario. You don't have as many teams. Like you have Orlando selling off. Everybody expects the Raptors might do the same thing. Now, there's a silver lining in this for teams like the Bulls and teams also like the Knicks. I'll explain that in a minute, but let's first hear from Woj from this morning on KJZ on who he thinks of the teams that would be aggressive today before the trade deadline.
There's certainly teams, it's sometimes how you define aggressive. I think there are a lot of teams who are trying to exhaust every avenue to get better here. But I think you've got to look, too, at who's available in the market. And sometimes, not wanting to overpay for what is out there. Aaron Gordon is a good player. He's a starting player in the NBA, not quite an all-star in the East. And I think teams like Denver, Boston, Minnesota, you know, those guys all really want to improve. They're all in different – Minnesota's a team trying to build its core around Karl Anthony Towns and now Anthony Edwards. And Denver's a team that's saying, hey, you know, listen, we've got to get better in the Western Conference with Utah, with the two LA teams. But if you're the Nuggets, you're asking, how much do we want to pay for Aaron Gordon?
And that's going to be the question, obviously, and we'll see if they move on from him. Now, Orlando, again, in a bit of a sell-off, in a big-time sell-off, and Gordon now remains one more piece that is still there. Let's get to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, and that will be what I was just going to say. So with Orlando making the moves that they're making, anticipating one more at least with Aaron Gordon on the move, with everyone expecting the Raptors to make moves today as well. Norman Powell is somebody they could move on from. And then Kyle Lowry, who's the heart and soul of that team, certainly the heart and soul of their championship from a couple of years ago, also expected to be on the move today. So that means, obviously, that there's some players that can help contending teams. But it also means something else, Bart, because when you look at the standings right now in the East, you see Toronto right now. They're at 18-26. They're sitting 11th. So that's outside the 7-10 bracket. The Raptors, remember, all season long have not played in Toronto. They've been in Tampa. Their players have been on the road all year. So it's been a brutal year for them. They just broke a losing streak, a 9-game losing streak, after beating Denver last night. And it was Kyle Lowry. It could be Kyle Lowry's final game. But what I'm saying is when you look at the standings, the Bulls, as I mentioned, are 10th. They're a game and a half ahead of the Raptors. But once the Raptors make those couple of moves, obviously that's going to hurt the Raptors losing those two players. Orlando's down at 15-29. They're 14th. Like, they're done. Right. They know they're done. Detroit, 12-31. Done. Okay, Washington, who plays the Knicks again tonight at the Garden. That's two games they're playing in a row. They play the Knicks again tonight. They looked horrific, by the way, on Tuesday. The Knicks played great. Julius Randle played great, so you want to credit the Knicks. The Wizards were awful. Bradley Beal, Russell.
I mean, just LOD, lack of defense.
Lack of trying. LOT.
So why is Bradley Beal wanted? What the hell is he doing?
Well, that's and how funny
is that?
Want
to be a part of this,
right? Beal. You'd think Beal would want out, but he doesn't. He's one name that we thought might be on the move. It doesn't expect to be on the move. So you have Washington at 15-27. Cleveland, again, they've been out of it for a while. 17-27, they're down. If Toronto makes these moves, Orlando's making this move, you're not looking at any other team that obviously that you don't expect any of the teams I just mentioned to you to push up now into the 7-10. If you're the Bulls, that means you feel pretty good about at least being in the play-in.
Right.
If you're the Knicks, you're sitting 6 right now, you feel pretty good about clinching at least the play-in, at least, and maybe ending what would be a 6-year drought of playoff berths, right? Think about that. So the East might already be setting up after the deadline with, all right, well, now we know who the 1 through 10 is. Now it's a matter of who'll be in the 7-10 and who'll make the top 6 and not have to do the play-in, because the Celtics right now are sitting in the 7-10. The Pacers are sitting in the 7-10. And speaking of the Pacers, Malcolm Brogdon, I couldn't believe I saw that name as a rumor where the Pacers are actually listening to offers on Brogdon and seeing if maybe they just need to go forward, move on from him. He'd make somebody better. No doubt about that.
Yeah, that's a solid player right there. And it's surprising. That's what I want to know about. I want to know who's going to be a surprising move, a late move, somebody who's on the block. And it's crazy that the Lakers are becoming a front runner for Kyle Lowry, and you're asking yourself, what are they giving back? Would they give up Kuzman? Would they give up Caruso? Like, who would they give up? Who would they give to bring Lowry back? Because they don't have anything.
With Schroeder and Caruso, it's sort of that's been their guard rotation.
Right.
It's a good point. But I also think if you know the Clippers are trying to do something, you almost, if you're the Lakers, just let's get in on this just to, you know, make them give up more, like create the market. There's a lot of rumors you'll hear today. I've covered the trade deadline as a reporter for many years ago. And I always remember
the trash.
Yeah, a lot of times you start trying to tap into the phone, trying to like eavesdrop on conversations. But a lot of times you will see teams that will say, "Oh yeah, yeah, I don't know, you know, you're making calls on that," and you're like, "Why would you make a call on that? Like, why would that team be interested?" And then you realize, "Oh, it's just to mess with another team, like just raise the price."
Exactly.
That's something that the Nets did to the Knicks in the Carmelo Anthony trade. Before right. that deadline.
Right.
Is the Nets just stated, even though they knew they weren't going to get him, they did it just to jack the price up.
Yep.
Eventually, Prokhorov He admitted that years later, that they did that on purpose just to have fun with it. So anyways, that's where we're at right now. Lonzo Ball still out there, and Woj is the one that keeps reporting that the Bulls are also actively pursuing Lonzo Ball.
That would be crazy, right? Because you would look at what that would mean for the Bulls, right? This would mean that they're really trying to get it. That's a mini big three. Zach LaVine, Lonzo Ball. You know, you think that LaVine can play off the ball as well. He's a guy that can handle the rock, but also he's a good shooter. He's shooting at a credible clip this year. But you think about a guy like Lonzo Ball who can rebound the ball, defend, and get out in transition. Now you got to do is throw it above the rim for LaVine. I know he doesn't really want to do it like much like he used to since the knee injury, but this dude has ups to spare. You know what I mean? You talk about him being able to play above the rim, and he looks like he has that explosiveness back. Looks like he trusts it again. And you get a guy like Lonzo, once again, everything circles back to weakening who? The Knicks. Everything, all roles lead back to the guard, right? Because if Lonzo goes there, who is that going to hurt? That's going to mean the Knicks can potentially drop out because you expect them to play well together
with
that big three.
I think Lonzo would be a great fit with the Knicks. Yeah, what a great fit he'd be with
the Knicks. So what would you give up to prevent him to go into the Bulls? So at that point, you may have to give up a little bit more.
He's going to be a restricted free agent. I know. You can't give up a lot.
But if he goes to the Bulls, they may be able to convince him to stay. You know, you never let somebody get in the building, get comfortable, and get all these roses and be able to get MJ to call, Scotty call, and all these guys or whoever is not pissed off about The Last Dance to talk about how great it is to be able to try and, you know, implement what happened and what it was to win in that environment, in that city, that tradition. Like I say, outside of the Knicks and the Lakers and Boston, you could arguably say the next team with the best tradition is the Chicago Bulls because of what they were able to do, 6 titles, right? So you talk about that you put a guy like Lonzo, who's a basketball savant, you put him in that environment, he may say, you know what, I like it here. Until the winter, especially because the wintertime is up.
Billy Donovan, it's only Billy winter Donovan being there is a key. Yeah,
right.
No, I hear you. And Billy Donovan being there is a key. He's a really good
Knicks,
coach.
Don't let him get in that building.
Maybe they're trying to build a team that he wants, and maybe these young guys that they've been drafting all these years, not obviously Carter is not somebody that they wanted to go forward with. How long does what's his name? What we talked about him this morning.
Marketing.
Larry Markkinen, another player. I mean, I'm losing my mind. But that's all certainly to keep
that's
an eye on. That's why we've got 2 hours and 45 minutes before the deadline, and it's only just beginning. That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Bar, we got calls. People want to tell us who they want to see their team, whether they be aggressive, go after somebody, or be passive and lay out. Maybe we don't need to make any moves right now. Don't give up assets now. Don't trade for things now that you could just sign in the off season. Let's get to the calls. And let's go first with – let's go Roland in Michigan to start us off. Roland.
Hey, I'm a Miami Heat fan, and as you may see, lots of speculation around Kyle Lowry coming to Miami. And I'm definitely down with it. I'm actually down with Hero being part of that deal as well.
Nope. I'll tell you what. Roland, Roland, hang on. I want you to answer me this question. If they're asking for Duncan Robinson instead of Tyler Hero, are you saying yes or no?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, The fact of the matter is Tyler Hero can create his own shot. So, yes, I would like Tyler Hero, but I do think that, maybe add in a pick swap if Tyler Hero is a part of that, some type of compensation in the draft. But
I'm telling you, it's not Tyler Hero, but if it's Duncan Robinson – who's one of the top 3-point shooters in the game, like so important to keeping the spacing on the floor for that team. Are you willing to lose a young, talented 3-point shooter in Duncan Robinson to go for it for a 35-year-old point guard?
I mean, like I said, absolutely. I think Duncan has a great future ahead of him, but
You're trying to win now. I get it. You're trying to win now. Roland, thank you. That's what we wanted to hear.
Giving up prospects for known
Windhorst.
Commodities.
Yeah, Brian Windhorst is saying that if the Raptors were going to make a deal with the Sixers, because the Sixers certainly are in on Kyle Lowry as well, and what a homecoming story that would be, right, for Lowry at this point in his career. Windhorst is saying that the Raptors would want Tyrese Maxey, the rookie from Kentucky, Matisse Thybulle, the terrific defender, 3-and-D kind of player, and 2 first-round picks.
For a 35-year-old point guard that you're going to cut anyway?
The price is high. Hey, it's a buyer's market.
Nah,
There aren't a lot. There's a lot more buyers than there are sellers. I guess it's a seller's market then, right? Wouldn't that make it that?
Yeah,
a lot of buyers. And so when you have a commodity, that price suddenly goes up. Let's take Emmanuel in Flushing, New York. Emmanuel.
Guys, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Good, man. It's been a while since I last called you. I think I called y'all last December before the next season started. Anyway, do you think, because I just saw this on Bleacher Report about the Knicks, that they're not going to about to trade Mitchell Robinson, in which he elaborated soon. Do you really think that in a matter of hours that Andre Drummond, who the Knicks, I just read, to prefer as a destination, the Knicks as a destination will be in line?
No. I don't think Andre Drummond makes any sense for the Knicks at all. I think a lot of that talk is coming from Drummond's side because he's from Mount Vernon, and he'd love to be back in New York. He'd love to be home, but it makes no sense. He doesn't fit how the Knicks play. He would clog up the middle for Julius Randle. I don't see it. I think there's obviously what they like about him is he's one of the best rebounders in the league, if not the best rebounder in the league, and rebounding's a big part of defense, as Tom Thibodeau would tell you. But it doesn't fit for me. It doesn't make sense. The only way it makes sense is if they end up using Mitchell Robinson, who's a terrific young player, and he's cheap.
Right.
And if you use him in a trade to get a star, then I understand it. But if you already have Nerlens Noel, you already have Taj Gibson, you already have Mitchell Robinson. To add Andre Drummond without moving one of those pieces for something significant makes no sense to me, so I don't get that rumor at all.
So it makes Mitchell Robinson expendable, right? Because not only is he young, he's cheap. And because he's a second-round draft pick, so if anybody's going to move, it's going to be him.
Yeah, but if you're going to move him, it better be for a significant player. I'm not sure what the Knicks are going to
Come
do.
On
the
down,
Knicks
Aaron
are a
Gordon.
Team that should be – oh, no. The Knicks should be a buyer, but should be should they go thrift shopping?
Yeah.
Right, Bart? You know what I'm saying? Like, they should be a buyer, but I'm not spending
big. Are they at
big.
Walmart or are they at Target?
Oh, you want to put it that way.
Target is a little different. Walmart or Target, baby. We know the difference.
Well, we got a lot of people that want to talk NBA trade deadline. We love our rumors. We'll keep you up on all the rumors. There's no question about it because I love them too. Like, this is my holiday. Like, this is sort of like my
You had a gleam in
Christmas.
Your eye this morning. You had a gleam in your eye this morning.
I love this day. This is a lot of fun. You get all
drift.
The rumors.
Just,
you see the
NASCAR
movement.
I drift behind you. I just drift behind you on days like this.
I appreciate it. But, you know, I also – you know what happens, though, after the deadline sometimes? Crash and burn.
Yeah, man.
Because, you know, if it's not the right deal, if it's a deal you didn't want or a team that you're fighting with gets makes a trade that they get better than you, yeah, then it becomes a depressing day. But right now, we're excited. So we'll get your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's coming up next. But first, Bart, you have this?
I do. This from DraftKings.
Yes. Yes, sir.
This weekend's UFC 260 is sure to be a can't-wait event. Every punch, kick, and knockout means so much more with a DraftKings lineup and on the line. DraftKings, the official fantasy partner of the UFC, is giving a huge shot in cash prizes. DraftKings, the official DraftKings partner of UFC, is giving you guys a huge shot at cash prizes. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all players a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick six fighters, stand underneath the salary cap, and pile up the points for advances, takedowns, and much more. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to compete for a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Plus, don't forget about basketball and hockey, where DraftKings has even more money up for grabs throughout the week. DraftKings is a safe, secure, reliable. So don't understand this. They're safe and secure and reliable. You can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience whenever you want to. Don't let your girl know you won. Wait till she leaves and cash out, baby. Download the DraftKings app right now and use promo code BART to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the week. That's promo code BART to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Back after this, talking more trade deadline.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 888 ESPN.
Start to open the music again. Reintroduce the whole show. Just start
the whole show. Just start all over again.
It's like when practice, it's like in practice. Segments. Just like it's like in practice when the coach was like, hey, blow the whistle. Start all over again.
Start all over again.
Back to warm-ups.
It's like we do mini segments. We do mini podcasts for you. Three of them an hour. That's what we do. So as we were going to break, we were talking about it's NBA trade deadline day, everybody. And as we were going to break, we have a lot of calls we're going to get to. A lot of people want to talk about different trades they'd like to see their team make. And we said, all right, so let's see. The Orlando Magic are in the sell-off right now. They've already moved all-star, two-time all-star Nick Vucevic to the Bulls. They got two first-round picks out of the deal, which, what? And then they send Evan Fournier, the point guard, to Boston. They get two second-round picks out of that. All right, that makes more sense. And then we said, well, Aaron Gordon's got to be on the move. That's the next one to happen. Literally, as we went to break, Woj bomb, and sure enough, Aaron Gordon will be on the move, going to Denver.
Oh,
the
man,
Nuggets
they're giving up
making
on Michael
an aggressive
Porter?
Move.
They're giving up they on Michael
no,
Porter.
No,
man.
Michael Porter is not going anywhere yet. Aaron Gordon goes to Denver. Orlando gets Gary Harris, who's injured. He's been out for a while.
He was hurt
Gary
last
Harris.
Year. Before the playoffs, he was hurt all
yeah,
year.
Yeah, he's
bubble.
A good player when he's healthy, but yeah, he gets banged up. The first-round pick, R.J. Hampton, who played – remember, he played overseas. He didn't go to college. He ended up playing overseas, who's a nice player, but they move on from him. And a first-round pick in 2025, which will be protected, probably lottery pick. Who knows what protection's on it. But it's a first-round pick for Aaron Gordon. He's got 1 year left on his contract after this year.
What does that say to you, though? That
Denver's
telling you something.
Minds.
But Denver's telling you something.
They're saying, telling
listen,
you they're going for it.
We see LeBron is vulnerable. He's hurt. That ankle don't look too good. We ain't worried about we don't know which one is which, Pandemic Pete or Kawhi, which one is which, because they both got the same hairstyle now. So we don't know who's who. So we ain't worried about them. And, you know, Utah's Utah. We took care of Utah last year. So, listen, we maybe another big like that. I mean, how does he play? Can he play the five? He played the five. Can you pair him with him and Porter and Jokic and have guys that can run and get in transition and just run and gun?
Is that a question?
Yeah, that was a question. you ain't see the question mark? You thought it was a period or exclamation point on the end? It was a question mark, Parker.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know, and I'm trying to keep up with all this stuff, too. Gary Clark going to Denver in the Orlando deal with Denver. Trying to keep up with all this stuff, but as it's happening, we will tell you, Bart's favorite player is Bol Bol.
He's protected.
And he is now trending, by the way, on Twitter for some reason.
Why are you guys telling me? You guys think I'm crazy. When
you
he played in
him.
A bubble last year, listen, you're not supposed to be that big. You talk about Porzingis and how big and athletic he is. I would say Bol Bol is equally as impressive because they're both 7-footers. How tall is Bol Bol? Is he 7'8"?
No.
No, he's like 7'2", right? 7'3"?
No.
Bol Bol, come on. Listen, it is impossible for Manute Bol at 7'6".
I'm going to make you keep guessing.
It's impossible.
You said 7'8", which is not true.
Yeah, nobody
what
said
what was the next guess?
Other than George.
What was your next
George
guess?
Mearson. I've said 7'2".
Yes, 7'2".
Right, 7'2". 7'2", with the handles he has and the range of shooting a three. When is the last time we've seen a 7-footer shoot like
people
that?
People can't wait. They're hoping that this frees him up, but maybe it will.
He
was not part of the deal, but everybody was afraid he would be part of the deal.
All he needed is some insurer and some weight gainer, and he'll be all right, man. You just worried that he's going to break because 7'2 means that you think that he's skinny, but he's still heavy. right? Because he's still vertically, you know, he ain't girt, he ain't, you know, he ain't wide, but you know what I'm saying? Because he's tall, he got some little weight to him too.
I know, you love him, but you thought maybe he'd be in this deal. He is not. Can you imagine though, Bol Bol and Mo Bamba on the same team?
Oh man,
Mo Bamba's built like that too. This long, shoots threes.
Exactly.
Get him healthy as well. That's been the issue there.
Pick and pop at the top with Bol Bol.
He's not in that deal. But moves are starting to be made, as we're seeing. It's all starting to percolate. And we will keep you up on everything. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. Bart, let's grab some more calls. Why don't we? At 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Questions about your team, moves you'd like to see made by your team, and should the Knicks, like if, for instance, the Knicks, should they be aggressive buyers or should they hold off until the offseason, let this group stay together? I have a feeling that unless it's a significant move, I don't see the Knicks doing anything at all. Only if it's significant, and yes, I count Lonzo Ball as significant. That would be a move that would upgrade what's an important position for them, which is point guard. But it's very hard to find those guys, and you're seeing already two firsts for Vucevic, a future first for Aaron Gordon. So already you're talking about first-round picks that are on the move. Are you willing to do that for a player that, again, you could always sign in the offseason? Let's go. Oh, a lot of calls, man. Look at this. We're all over the world, too. I like it. Trevor in Brooklyn. What's up, Trevor?
What's up, Alan? What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. The Drummond stuff worries me a bit. You said it perfectly. That would just make no sense for the Knicks right
now.
It doesn't.
That's why I'm not buying it. I feel like it might be coming from his camp.
Yeah, that put me at ease a little bit once you said that. I'd love to see them get Lonzo Ball. I think getting rid of Ntilikina, Knox, I'd throw in a pick, but I think unfortunately you'd also have to give him a Bullock or a Burks, who have both been playing phenomenal for the Knicks right now, and they're just all gelling.
Yeah, Bullock's right? Hurt, by the way. He's not going to play tonight. He's got a sprained ankle.
How convenient. Burks,
see, I think if you're the Pelicans, you're going to want picks. That's what they're going to want. They don't want to take on money. That's for sure. They'd be moving Lonzo because they know they're not going to be able to re-sign him because they're always worried about luxury tax. So with the Knicks, here's the unique position the Knicks are in potentially making a deal for Lonzo. You don't have to take money back from the Knicks because they have cap space. They can absorb his salary into their cap. That's all they have to do. Oh, you want a first, or do you want? First of all, I would first say, I'll save you money and I'll give you Detroit's second round pick, which is going to be like pick 32. So would you like that pick and I'll absorb money? And if they say no, then it's like, all right, because if they want Ntilikina, if they want Knox, that's not a problem. You're not taking anybody out of your rotation. But if they ask for a first, if they ask for, you know, the Knicks first or Dallas's first, which pick would you give them? So you can protect the Knicks pick. I don't think you can protect the Dallas pick. So which one would you give them, Bart?
How's Dallas trending right now?
They've played a lot better. They right now, it's pretty much in the same place the Knicks are.
Yeah.
They're seventh in the West.
Yeah, Porzingis.
The Knicks are seventh in the East. Or sixth in the East.
I'm keeping a Dallas pick, man. I'm keeping a Dallas pick because I just
You feel like Dallas can still fall off?
I feel like they can still fall off, and Porzingis is one sitting down wrong and back hurting from his whole knee hurting again. And then where are they at? Tim Hardaway Jr., that's not enough.
So you'd give him Dallas?
Yeah, I'm keeping Dallas pick. I'll give him my pick.
Right. See, yeah. I would give them the Knicks pick, and I would protect it. That's what I would do. I would protect it. I would protect it top five.
Fair enough.
Okay? That's how I would do it. If they want that, I might do it. Because Lonzo Ball, especially if you know you can re-sign Lonzo Ball, it certainly remains to be seen. All right, we'll keep the calls rolling. This has been a lot of fun. We'll keep an eye on what is happening, but it is starting to definitely pick up when it comes to the NBA trade deadline. 3 o'clock today, so you got to keep it right here. The latest Woj bombs as they're happening, one by one. And we're not going to tell you about, like, the unnecessary ones because there's, like, a bunch of little deals going on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like Bart's, you know, Pistons making a trade. We're not going to tell you about that.
Man, I'm done buying jerseys, man, because they don't stay less than two years,
that's
a year
fair.
Or two.
There is a lot of movement in the NBA. Kyle Lowry, where's he going? Everybody's expecting the Raptors are going to make some moves. And as the clock continues to tick closer to 3 o'clock, we're expecting something's going to go down, and that really could change everything when it comes to the market. So, like I said, Keep it here. We'll keep the calls rolling at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, at Bart and Hahn on Twitter and Instagram. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Bart and Hahn. It was brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life. More of your calls coming up. More of the latest what's happening in the NBA as the trade line continues. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
But first, for DIY projects, projects, you know the Home Depot is always in your corner. And with the mobile app, the Home Depot can also be in the palm of your hands. With digital tools like an image search, just snap a picture of something, the app will recognize it and serve up product suggestions in just seconds. And the Home Depot product locator will check the availability and lead you right to it. The Home Depot mobile app. Download the app today to get started, only from the Home Depot, where, you know, not where, how doors get it done. Back
doors
after this.
Get done.
The doors.
Bart and Hahn.
We're trying to keep up with it. It's a crazy day right now.
Yo, you know what's crazy, man? Whenever you hear somebody from Sacramento get traded somewhere, you have no idea he even existed as a person. Outside of, like, the three stars they have. Okay, who got – okay, I want to challenge our listeners. I want you to read the name of the player that got traded. And I want anybody that's not from Sacramento to call in and tell me who he is and what school did he go to without Googling it. Be honest.
Nemanja Bjelica.
Breaking moves. He's breaking moves. Breaking moves nowhere. This is the only way we got to be
going. Mo Harkless and Chris Silva go to Sacramento, so they'll never be.
Man.
Again, no. Bjelica goes to Miami. Are they moving some? This is interesting because George Hill, the rumor is now George Hill going to Philly. Which does that take Kyle Lowry out of Philly's plans? Maybe just that Toronto's asking too much. But yes, mute. But Norman Powell will be on the move again. Woj reporting that he is on the move, and it's not where anyone really expected him to go. And let me just follow here. There's a lot happening right now. Portland.
That's weird.
For a player I absolutely love, Gary Trent. Now, Gary Trent Jr. is going to be a restricted free agent. Yeah, he can ball.
He's just
so he's
up.
Going to Toronto, and he's about. You think about it. Give him the ball; he'll make himself a ton of money right now. So you've got that going on. We'll keep an eye on everything, everybody. The Knicks are involved in a three-way trade, though, for the George Hill deal. At Austin Rivers, who hasn't really played much at all, goes to the Thunder. I imagine he could be a buyout candidate. Terrence Ferguson off the bench for the Sixers, going to the Knicks for whatever. That means, but we were supposed to talk about with breaking moves, Tevin Coleman, the running back, signing with the Jets, the first former 49er to follow Robert Saleh. You have 10 seconds to tell me why this is a good deal.
They should have got him 3 years ago when he was with Atlanta with Devontae Freeman. He averaged 6.9 yards a carry. Not only is he great running the ball, that one-cut system, he also is a great catcher of the ball. People called him a poor man's Le'Veon. Now I guess Le'Veon would be a poor man's Tevin Campbell when you think about what he's able to do, man. And familiarity with the system, it's more about bodies and fresh legs because the best players in that system are not guys you know of.
More after this. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.